a trip to one of the most exclusive places in America.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, broadcasting live from WLRN in Miami. Good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. We've been here in South Florida all week with our Wealth and Poverty Desk focusing on the new American dream. And today, we're going to take a trip to one of the wealthiest places in America, an island where relatively few outsiders have ever been. In fact, if you don't live there, you can't even get there without an invitation.
All right, Annie, your name? Get your ID from everybody, please.
When we pulled up to get on the ferry to Fisher Island, which is paid for by the residents themselves, we were greeted by some pretty tight security. Although, once it was clear we were on the list...
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Our guide on the other side is Chris Bluntzer, who's been selling homes here for more than 30 years. He meets us in a golf cart. That's the preferred mode of transportation on Fisher.
It's 217 acres, and you've got a private club. You've got the old Vanderbilt mansion, tennis courts, tiki bar, beach club, a little bit of everything.
All right, well, let's take a little ride.
Okay, great. Let's go. Most of the people who live here, about 80% of them, don't live here full time.
Not a bad winter home.
No. And for a lot of people, this is just their winter home, and this may be their third or fourth or fifth home.
Third or fourth or fifth?
Right.
And where do they live the rest of the time?
People from Fisher are really from all over the globe. You have a huge influx of Brazilians. You have a large group of Russians. And you have a lot of primarily East Coast Americans.
All right, now we have to talk about what we're looking at now, which is just unbelievable yachts.
Yeah, I spoke with the crew of that far yacht over there the other day, and they were telling me that it costs the owner about $40 million. We sell slips here as well, and we've sold slips for anywhere from $1 million to $2 million just for the boat slip.
$1 million to $2 million just to buy the place to keep your boat.
Correct. The other, you know, one of the reasons a lot of people buy here, too, is it's obviously, as you experience coming on, it's very private. If you are not cleared with security by one of the owners or a club member, you're not allowed on the island.
And what is it about that? Why keep it so exclusive and private?
That's the whole allure and value of Fisher Island. I've left my apartment unlocked for days at a time and not have to worry about anything. So it's sort of like the old 1950s way of living in the rest of the United States that doesn't exist anymore, and certainly not in Miami.
Just safety and security?
Safety, security, and privacy. A lot of these folks, they're not necessarily celebrities, but they're very successful, and what they want is privacy and not to have to worry about being bothered all the time. There's no traffic, as you can see. There's not even golf cart traffic. So it's everybody gets a little later start here.
How many gardeners have to take care of all the property here?
It's several hundred that take care of all the grounds and all the community property.
What are the competitor places to this? I mean, when somebody has millions of dollars to put down on a home like this and they're thinking about maybe Fisher, where else do they look?
You know, I personally don't think there's anything like this anywhere in the entire world. I'm sure now that you've seen it, you'd agree.
In a moment, we'll continue our Fisher Island tour and go inside a multi-million dollar home.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
Now back to our tour of Fisher Island. Most of the homes are actually condos, not mansions. The condo Chris Bluntzer takes us into is worth $6 million.
So this apartment is about 4,000 square feet, not counting the terraces, and overlooks South Beach.
But amazing views, a huge balcony here.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. The fridge is made out of what? What is that? What is the covering on there?
It's wood. It may be maple or...
And what is that thing above the microwave?
That's the espresso maker.
It's built in.
Built in.
I've never seen a built-in espresso maker, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do you think that the American dream in 2013 allows anyone to reach the point where they could buy a place on Fisher Island?
Absolutely. It's just a function of their desire and their motivation and their hard work. That's how most of the people got here. Very few of the folks who live here had money drop down to them from the sky. Most of the people here made their own money. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Susan Neiman.
So how long have you been coming here?
Just the 2 years.
You hadn't been here before
that. We had never even heard of Fisher Island. We came from mutual friends, and we found out about it. We had never heard of it before.
And where do you live the rest of the time?
North Carolina. My husband is retired. We were in real estate. We had factory outlet centers.
How often do you go back over to Miami?
My husband goes every day. Sometimes he goes twice a day. It just depends. I'm more of a homebody. I don't always leave the island. I mean, sometimes I stay here 2 or 3 days and don't even realize that I haven't left.
Did you ever think when you were growing up, I'm going to get to a point where I can live in one of the most exclusive places
never.
In America?
Never, never, never. No. And I love it. I love being on the water. I love waking up every day. I call my daughter. I say, the water is still here. I get up every day and I look out and I smile and I say, the water, it's still here. And she said to me one day, she said, well, Mom, it's because we didn't grow up on the water. And I said, I know. It's just so beautiful. I just love it. It's so soothing and calming and wonderful. It just feels good.
Susan Neiman and Chris Blunzer on Fisher Island. And since I know you want to see photos, the place to go is marketplace.org. And while you're there, check out all our coverage of the New American Dream, including a trip to one of the poorest neighborhoods in Miami. Our stories this week were produced by Jolie Podokas and Sean Bowditch, engineered by Charlton Thorpe. Special thanks to our hosts here at WLRN in Miami. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.